This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:08 on Tuesday morning. Get her done Tuesday. We're getting things done today. We have Warriors girls in here.
No. Warriors dance team.
Oh, sorry, the Warriors dance team.
Is so funny that you said that. I just walked in there because I was about to post on Instagram.
Like, are we not doing this
now?
No,
I just took a picture with the trophy, and there's me, you know, with my trophy. And I go in there to post, and I'm all, hey, let me see if I have this right. Warriors, because, you know, there's a couple plurals there.
Sure.
Warriors girls, and they both in unison. No. Dance team.
Warriors dance team. Yes, so do we, yes. Not even cheerleaders. We wouldn't even say cheerleaders.
Dancers.
Yeah. Well, the Warriors dancers.
Yes.
The dance team.
Yeah.
We have Amira and Kaylee with us today.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So you guys are holding auditions. Are these open auditions? Anybody can come down and try out to be on the dance team?
Yeah, yes. Open, completely open. 18 and older.
That's the only requirement.
That is the only requirement.
Obviously, some dance experience would be helpful.
That would be great.
Right. Do you each have a signature move? Something.
Oh, no. We learn choreography every during the day, and so we get to freestyle a little bit.
Yeah.
So it brings out everyone's flair in the freestyle, but I wouldn't say I have a signature move.
I would actually say you like to wink a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're a winker. No, I'm a winker. That's nice.
I wink when I perform, and I have no control over it. I have no idea why.
So you watch back video, and you're like, I am winking.
Our photographers are like, hey, you winked like 12 times during the routine. Maybe you should do a little less. So,
oh, that's
it's a big joke. It's a big joke, yeah.
And what about Kaylee? Do you have a signature move?
I'd actually say I like to shimmy every once in a while.
Oh,
I do like to shimmy a little.
Let me ask you guys this. So you're Warriors dance team members, but are you Warriors fans? Like, do you love basketball?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So you think that's an important part of wanting to dance for the team is that you actually want to watch basketball too?
I think, you know, there will be some girls who come into it and then they fall in love with the game because the Warriors are just so amazing. And I just finished my sixth season with the Warriors. And so I've been with them for a very long time. And you just fall in love with the game no matter how great we're doing. So that's been a really fun thing to see. And if girls don't know the game or they don't know if they like it or not, they fall in love with it.
So, well, an Oracle is electric. Isn't it so loud, so killer?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so I have the dates for the tryouts as Saturday, August 12th.
Yes.
At the Ultimate Field House in Walnut Creek.
Yes.
That's like an 11 a.m. thing. And then there's like a final, like you'll narrow it down and there'll be finals for that coming up later in August. But where can people find the information for this?
Warriors.com, and there's a dance team page and it has auditions. We also hold prep classes the week prior. So all the information is there. We teach girls routines that we did during this past season and they get to learn about the program and get to see and feel what it's like to participate.
That's actually probably really helpful.
It is.
Right. And you and maybe some people weed themselves out like, I enjoy dancing in my room and this isn't going to work out for me. All right. So the big audition day, August 12th.
Yes.
And warriors.com. Click on the dance team page.
Yes.
You guys, congratulations
thank
on
you.
All your
things.
Good
you.
Job bringing home the trophy for us.
Way to go.
Pooman just took some pictures of us with the trophy, so we'll have those up, I guess, on the Alice 973 Instagram page. But Kaylee and Amira, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Any old time. You kidding me? You guys are the champions. All right, this part of the program is brought to you by Account Temps. Right now, we've got we have tickets for California's Great America for caller number 97, 800-400-3697. California's Great America celebrating the Taste of New Orleans Festival this weekend and next. If you're sweating your summer deadlines, try Account Temps for highly skilled temporary accounting and finance support. When you need it the most, visit accounttemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. So we're going to start with Game of Thrones.
Okay. So have you watched it five times, the new episode?
I haven't, but I actually did consider watching it for a second time yesterday. I was lonely yesterday.
Oh, right. The husband's at Grammy camp.
Yeah, he had to go down.
Oh, yeah.
But weren't you doing physical labor all day?
I was. That was the plan. And I got home and my contractor needed to go pick some stuff up, and then he was going to go to lunch, and then he went and visited his mom, and so we didn't.
Oh.
I was a little bummed out.
That's
actually
too bad.
So I sat on my ass and watched TV.
You didn't crank out 15 purses real quick?
I didn't. All right. No. I did make some pillow covers over the weekend, but I didn't do any sewing yesterday. In Game of Thrones related items, apparently this is becoming popular for cities to do. San Francisco has one of these. Oakland A's have released their own take on the Game of Thrones opening theme. So have you already put this up at?
I'm about to right now on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right, perfect. In the video that they posted, I guess they posted this on Facebook shortly before the season 7 premiere, you see the rise of Oakland's famous buildings and iconic structures in the same way that you see the rise of the various buildings and iconic structures in the Game of Thrones opening. Mm-hmm. So they pay homage to the Tribune Tower, the Port of Oakland Cranes, the Bay Bridge, the Oracle Arena.
Cool.
They're all featured in this little open. So if you are an A's fan and a Game of Thrones fan, then you might want to check this out. And look for the San Francisco one, too, because, Brittany, you were saying that you love that one.
Yeah, it's super
really
cool.
Good.
There's the Transamerica building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and stuff like that. And it's coming up the same way that all those cities and towns in Game of Thrones does, you know.
I love it. My favorite part is the
it's not
my favorite
not.
Part, but I do love it. And we sing along with the theme, and it's and we watch.
Wait
the,
a minute, there's no
da 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 da, and then some of the people go dum dum da da dum dum da da dum dum da da dum dum da da. So, and plus it shows you where you're going to go that episode. It'll highlight the places where the...
I don't pay attention to
it. Do you fast forward the intro?
No, I just don't. I'm not looking at it thinking, oh. Plus, I can't tie all that stuff together the way you do in my head. I don't... Just because they show a spot and even name it, I couldn't say, oh, well, that's where the Starks live.
Mm. Really?
Westeros
is the name of the whole place.
Oh, where did the Starks
Winterfell.
Live?
Winterfell. But they showed Winterfell this past time, and it's not smoking anymore. It's been rebuilt. Sansa and Jon are there.
Well, wait, but where do the Starks live?
In Winterfell.
Well, where's the bitch?
You mean Cersei?
Yeah.
King's Landing.
Isn't she a Stark?
No, she's a Lannister.
See how screwed up I am? That would be
if they showed Casterly Rock, which is where they are from. But they've never shown it.
You get why I
And then
don't
they showed
pay.
Dragonstone for the, I think for the first time. I'm not positive, though. And then they showed the twins, so you knew, you know, it was good.
Check out the bridge coming up in this.
Oh, here we go.
It's coming up.
So here, we're actually looking at the Oakland A's version of
this. This is the San Francisco version here.
Oh, this is the San Francisco
I'll post
one.
This as well in a
oh,
second.
That's great. That's so neat. So now they're built. That is so cool. That's the Golden Gate Bridge. And now they go across to Alcatraz. They zero in on it. Everything raised. Oh, there's the water tower. Oh, that is so classic. Put that one up too, would you?
I will.
Great.
Sure will.
So where are you going to put those again?
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Perfect. Thanks, Bryn.
This is an MLB thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Guess so. So there must be ones for other cities as well.
Poor A's fans. They just got done dismantling the team. That's not good. Oh, well.
They've got their own. That's still...
They have that to
they
look forward to.
They still get to celebrate.
Yay.
Right. Hooray. Game of Thrones came back on Sunday night for its 7th season premiere, in case you hadn't heard. Everybody is watching it, and those who aren't are, you know, be prepared to horrify the people in your life who have watched it. The show set huge new ratings records. The initial telecast had 10 million people watching, which on its own is huge for a pay cable channel. And if you include DVR viewing, streaming, and encore airings, it's at 16.1 million viewers within the first 12 hours of the initial airing. which is huge for them. They say that as additional DVR and streaming numbers pour in, it is on pace to be almost twice as big as the season 6 premiere, which ultimately had about 25 million viewers. And they're saying it'll be, you know, between 35 and 50 million.
Well, you could feel, if you were anywhere near your Facebook and you, well, in this show, I mean, the way you guys were frothing for it six months ago.
10 months ago.
But right, 10 months ago, as they did that countdown, the new Game of Thrones in, and then they just did the countdown. I was thinking, oh God, there are people in Mill Valley dying right now.
Dying. Oh, I just loved it. I just ate it up. It
was, I'm sure.
Even as it was on, though, I was like, it's already over.
Like, don't do that.
But I know. I try not to, but it is depressing that there's only a few episodes, and it's just, I just want more. I just want to live in that world.
But you can't have that mentality that is, I love you so much that I hate you. That's not good. That's not healthy.
I love you so much that I'm so sad you're leaving. Somebody.
Right. That is not good. Just enjoy it for what it is, and then it'll be over. Yes.
The gap between season 6 and 7 was the show's longest, and no one cared. In fact, if anything, it gave people time to catch up on the show. We watched the entire first 6 seasons in between the end of last season.
Whole.
We watched the whole thing over again, which was cool. And it gave people time to catch up and hype the demand for the next chapter. Sunday's episode was also the show's most tweeted about episode of all time. We were talking about the spinoffs that are planned. It looks like there may never be any, but they have 4 in production, 4 pilots being produced, 4 different sort of prequels. Maybe it's like the backstory of the Mad King, or maybe it's the backstory, you know, whatever.
Are they all specifically prequels? I just thought it was 4.
They are saying
separate stories.
4 different Game of Thrones prequels in the works.
Oh, prequels. Okay.
The network says they will probably just pick the best one.
You know why they have to do prequels, right?
Why?
Because it's going to end. Winter will win. No. You know that.
Stop it.
It's
winter
absolute.
Can't
There's
can't
no.
Win.
Have you seen? They can't be killed.
They can be killed.
I know they're looking for the, but still.
Dragonglass, Valyrian steel, and fire.
It's not going to work.
It will work. It can't become just a wasteland planet of zombies.
It's just, yeah, it's going to say the end.
No, and then it's not.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yep.
HBO's president of programming told The Hollywood Reporter they don't want to overexploit the world of George R.R. Martin like ABC did with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, God. That is the classic example of something that was a hit.
And then they basically were putting it on every night.
And American Idol did the same thing. We'll do 2 seasons a year then.
Sure. So the same exec was with Touchstone back when they produced Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for ABC, and it was a hit until they started driving it into the ground doing 4 shows a week. So now they have all 4 prequels in development, and they're going to see how they pan out, and they'll pick the best one. Or if they all suck, they're saying, we don't have to do more. We would like to, clearly. That's why we have these things set up. But this guy said, we'd be very lucky if one of the 4 rises to the level we've set with the original. I do not see a scenario where we have more than one. So don't expect HBO to be airing prequels year-round, which would actually be great.
which you would love.
I would love that. He did say that if all 4 prequel ideas turn out to be amazing, he says it'll be a great problem to have. So there you go. There's also no chance any of the spinoffs would premiere until well after the show ends. And there was some rumor that the eighth season would be released as movies or as a movie. Because I think it's only 6 hours worth of TV, basically, if each episode's an hour. And that turns out that is not true. The people at HBO are saying, no, we're airing it on HBO like it always. No. So there you go. There's your Game of Thrones roundup. Shia LaBeouf had an incident while we were on vacation.
And you listened to the video, you say?
I did. So I read the story, and frankly, it just sounded like, you know, it sounded like it was worse than some of the other incidents. But he is known to kind of get drunk and raise hell and yell things, and he's a weird dude anyway. But the tone of this was racist. And it was, so I sort of thought, well, I don't even want to touch that. And then we, as the story continued to develop, and we watched the video. So basically, the guy needs help. His drinking, his temper, and more. So if you didn't know that already, the police body cam footage from his arrest in Savannah, Georgia, on Saturday night of last week will be convincing. So it starts with Shia asking for a cigarette. He asks a cop for a cigarette. And then somehow everything goes haywire from there. And the cop was black. So in addition to calling him an effing B word and a dumb F, he brought race into it. Do you have, how much of this video do you have and how much do you want to air?
I have most of those quotes there. So if you want me to air all that and it's all edited.
Can you walk us through the timeline of what's happening? Because basically he gets into it with this cop. He's in the cop car for some of it, right? And then he's actually being booked at the station.
I think this part where I'm about to play right now is where he's in the back of the vehicle and is just yelling about what happened.
Okay, so there, the cops are in the front and he's in the back of the vehicle. This is audio of him. During the ride to the station, he was going off on a white cop saying, you put a white man in the pen for what? For asking a black man for a cigarette. And then he's, do you have the Civil War quote?
I don't
things?
Know.
He said, Civil War is coming, dummy. I got guns in my house. Act dumb in L.A. Bang, 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 bang. In the center of your effing forehead. And then he gets to the station and he's still out of his mind, calling other cops all kinds of names, telling them to shut up, screaming over and over again, the cuffs are too tight and why am I in custody?
God. That goes on for like five minutes.
That is a tiny excerpt of how long that clip is.
So I read the story and didn't listen to the video. That's the first time I've heard it.
So it's unclear what led to all of this, but Shia is
It sounds like a drinking binge led to all of this.
But he's Shia led to all of it,
right?
And his behaviors. He released a statement saying he'd sunk to a, quote, new low. He said, I'm deeply ashamed of my behavior and make no excuse for it. My actions warrant a very sincere apology to the arresting officers. I'm grateful for their restraint. My outright disrespect for authority is problematic, to say the least, and completely destructive, to say the worst. I've been struggling with addiction publicly for far too long, and I'm actively taking steps towards securing my sobriety and hope I can be forgiven for my mistakes. So that's where Shia LaBeouf is right now.
The last time I saw him before this incident was he appeared on Ellen and was so charming.
Yeah, well, when he's sober, he's, you know, he's an interesting dude who has wacky ideas.
And I'm not defending the guy, but I do think that if they can remove the alcohol from this kid, maybe they'll figure out what the problem is, or maybe that is the problem. And really, that's some of that racist stuff, though. I don't know what's going on there, other than that he's racist.
Well, there's that. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh, I got a ton of stuff, including divorce makes the news. Luxury Crocs you're going to want to know about.
Luxury
Sarah.
Crocs?
Oh, yeah.
I love Crocs.
I know that you do.
What's so luxury about them?
Can you wait for the news?
All right, I guess I have to. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Staples.
Hey, everyone. Go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram. I just posted the picture of the Sarah and Vinny morning show with the Warriors girls.
Let's have a look at that, Hooman.
Warriors dance team.
Warriors dance team.
Yeah, Hooman.
And
they corrected me quick.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you call them?
I said the Warriors girls. He goes, No!
Right. Anyway, the Warriors dance team. And on Sunday, August 12th at 11 a.m., you can possibly join them because they're holding auditions at the Ultimate Fieldhouse in Walnut Creek. All the information is at warriors.com/dance team, and all that info is at the Alice 973 Instagram.
This
picture.
Is an adorable picture. Good job. Well done.
What do you think of that frame?
Oh, it's, I mean,
it's deep, isn't
it's
it?
It's just, it looks deep. Old school. It's
yeah.
It's really, I mean, the way you fit us all in there and how the girls are in the middle. Yuzi's like hiding behind the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great, good, thank solid you. Job.
Between that today and the emoji picture yesterday, I mean, it's
whoa,
all
man.
Way to deliver, buddy.
Keep it up, Hooman.
Staples has low prices on everything kids need to head back to school. When your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Everything they need for less. Staples, it's pro time.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with Ashley Madison.
Oh, that's still around?
No.
Oh.
Well, actually, I don't know. But I do know the parent company has been in a class action lawsuit for quite some time now.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the people who were on Ashley Madison for a discreet affair.
Yes.
Found themselves exposed in the worst possible way due to data breach.
Mm. Those are happening everywhere you turn.
Here's a giant list of names of people who are married, but... trolling for Nook on Ashley Madison.
Yeah. Honey, why is your name on this list? Oh, that's ridiculous. Look, that's not even my email.
Oh, my God. Wait till you hear what the parent company has to say about that, too. In 2015, Ashley Madison, the adult dating site designed to facilitate discreet extramarital affairs, reported that its user databases had been hacked and leaked, revealing the details of up to 37 million users.
That is so many users.
An anonymous user filed a class action lawsuit against the parent company, Avid Life Media, alleging they failed to take necessary and reasonable precautions to protect user data. On Friday, they reached a tentative settlement with potential plaintiffs to the tune of 11.2 million. I would imagine...
Which is like 30 cents for each person.
Well, that's... I'm tripping because I do think that you could make a pretty good argument that you need to pay for my divorce. You
yeah.
got me divorced. Now, of course, anyone could also say, you're a grown married man. No.
Yeah, but I trusted you with my personal information.
But that would be, I think, the argument that many of these people would make is, you know, you owe me money because I'm now divorced and it cost me half.
Right.
And half is this much. That's what you owe me.
Pay up, sucker.
The settlement is currently being reviewed by a judge. If approved, Ruby Corp, the new name of Avid Life, because, you know...
You can't stick with the old name.
The old name's filthy.
Mm.
They're not going to admit any wrongdoing, but will compensate individuals of users of the site at the time of the data breach who submit valid claims for alleged losses due to the data breach and alleged misrepresentations. They also go on to provide some cover to potential spouse... who might have gotten in trouble with their significant others, saying that just because your name's on this list doesn't mean you were a member. It's just a list. It can't be verified. Your wife can't prove that you dated on Ashley Madison.
Well, and didn't it turn out that you probably didn't? That there were so... The men outnumbered the women by so much that it was... virtually impossible to even have an affair on this
well,
site?
Well, I think to a lot of wives, it might just be the fact that
you're on the list. You had an account. They have your name.
You're an Ashley Madison member.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know if you actually
you
went
were
through
willing.
With it. You were trolling
you were
for it. Right.
Right. Oh.
Because a person's name and other information appears to have been released in a data breach does not mean the person actually was a member of Ashley Madison.
Really? What does it mean?
That your name accidentally ended up on something, but, you know.
So all those names are accidents.
Well, some of them might be.
Might be.
That's their story.
Mm-hmm.
I was hopefully saying, provide you some cover.
I ran into one of my friends who's a matchmaker, and she was telling me, because she knew about the story, that this couple that, you know, she's friends with, her husband, was one of the names. And they got a divorce as a result of this.
Well, sure. Yeah, because you don't even need to see that it went down. All you need to know is this person was looking.
Right.
And gave them their info.
Right.
Right.
I guess, do you have to give them your info to be on the site?
Well, I think you have to give them a credit card, which means they'll have your info.
Right.
I don't think it's a free service.
I wasn't on there, but I'm sure they're charging you for membership.
Mm-hmm.
Membership involved, you know, you can't be, what's that guy's, Carlos?
Danger?
Yeah! Was it Carlos?
Yeah.
Was it Carlos Danger?
Wasn't it?
That sounds right. Who was that?
Anthony Weiner?
Yeah, that was his
Yeah, you can't be Carlos Danger with Anthony Weiner's Visa card. It's just not going to fly. I mean, I don't know if you had to use your real name as your profile on there, but you had to if you're using a credit. Although, maybe with PayPal, I don't know. I think
you
still have to set up a real account.
This is what I'm going to bet you. Most people felt like they were protected. The whole point is a discreet affair. That's why they're joining the site. They probably figure everything's encrypted, right? Wouldn't you guys take the most possible care of my info? I'm paying you to have a side piece.
Remember there was a whole thing, too, where you could pay extra to get a total scrub of your appearance on the site.
Yes.
And they were just taking the money.
Right.
And so those people's names were also released.
Right.
Even though maybe they dropped off the site or they thought they had years before.
Couldn't the 650 has texted in, couldn't the spouses that were cheated on sue Ashley Madison for alienation of affection?
Probably.
Well, after your divorce is settled and you've taken all that money, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need more money. Go sue Ashley Madison. Remember whenever that site used to come up, you guys would always play the, isn't it time?
Yeah.
And I always said, it's never time. It's not time. Don't do it. It's no good.
But it's such
Turns out I was right.
Well, but it's such a fun thing that we were... Everyone was advertising this company, and there they are, blatantly saying, marriage is long. Marriage is... Don't you want to have an affair?
Turns out it wasn't time for it.
That's their ads! They're actually saying
that's
publicly.
That's the funniest part about it. I don't know when this was, 2014, 2015 or something, but like you'd be watching a sports event, and there'd be television. It was the strangest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like advertising a place where you can go have an affair. You're sitting there with your wife, and you'd think, yeah, I'm on there.
I mean, are you sitting there with your wife?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what your family situation is like. I mean, maybe you're not. Maybe she's off with the girls getting her toes done. And there you are alone making your own sandwich.
Let me clarify as I segue to my next story that a side piece and a side hustle are two different things.
Yeah.
Side piece, Ashley Madison, side hustle is another job from your day job.
Yeah.
Unless you're pay for play. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. What?
I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Unless you're a pay-for-play person where your side hustle is your affair.
No, he's saying, wait.
I'm not. Well,
I think you're saying two different things, you guys.
No, I think Yuzette's on point.
I think Yuzette's got it. I just don't know what you know about that.
You're saying, like your side job is to hustle other bitches for money or other men
dudes,
for money?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So then they're not really your side piece at all.
No,
they're your actual other job.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good point.
If you have a husband, then it could be considered
a side
either
hustle.
Way. Hustle and maybe and a piece if you're doing them right.
Right, Ben?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so let's just assume you're not hustling for sex on the side and you've got the side job or the side love interest.
According to a new survey, about 18% of Americans have a side hustle, which is it's a second job. You do it on your in your spare time, on your own hours. But these are things like Uber, eBay, and Etsy count as side hustles.
Yeah, you're working at it.
Even the people who came to your garage sale and talked you down to 5 cents for most of your stuff and then went out and sold it all on eBay.
That's their hustle.
That's their gig.
Right.
You were the dummy that sold your barbecue for 5 cents just because you couldn't stand it for another second to talk to them.
Yeah. Or, look, they're doing you a service by getting that crap out of your garage.
That's true.
And, if they want to go through the effort, you didn't want to have a side hustle where you sold all that stuff on eBay. So you let them do it. And they get to, have their markup.
18% of, and the Uber driving. Oh, my goodness, you guys. Once again, let me just restate. I've only driven Uber or been on Uber a couple times, and my experience has been spectacular.
Yeah, it's great. So easy and convenient.
But the logjam of Uber drivers in this city is killing me. They are everywhere.
And they're going slow, and they're looking for the address, or they're, they just don't care. Luckily, I drive super slow, and I don't care either. I'm just like, I'll just sit behind the
But
side.
I swear
I
it does
I'm
feel
taking my
like...
my time, I'll get home at some point.
You're handed an Uber sticker with your license now or something. Like, you just... Every car seems to have one. There's not... And it's any kind of car, too.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
not... It's not like we're looking at...
No, it used to be...
Town cars or something. We're looking at... Some dude's Prius.
When I first heard of Uber, it was supposedly limo drivers and black cars that were not in use at that moment. Like, even someone would drop someone off the theater, they'd have 2 hours, they'd take a couple other people on short rides. But it was always black car limo the first couple years I used it. And then I don't know what all the different classifications are now, but there's, you know, you are getting in someone's Prius for sure. A Prius picked up my kid and his three friends and took them into the city, you know, last weekend or 2 weekends ago.
Yeah, and as long as it's clean, I don't care what kind
of
car it is.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's a ride. And that's what I'm... And it's cheap.
And hopefully it's not falling apart.
Right. Do they screen that? Do they take
they
a look
do,
at your car?
Yeah, it has to be a certain year.
Yeah.
And they check all your tires and they make sure it's clean.
Safe.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Are you an Uber driver?
No. When it first came out, I actually thought about it. Oh. A long time ago, and I went to one of their things, and
you did?
Hooked up with I don't know, one of those recruiter guys or something.
Were you going to drive the Ferrari around?
No, it was like, I can't remember what I had.
A Lamborghini.
Oh, sorry, Lamborghini.
You had your Mercedes.
Yeah, probably before the Mercedes, but it was, I don't know, I was going to do it, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't follow through, but I remember going through all the processes and saying, oh, wow, they need this certain type of car, at least this year or newer. Yeah, all your tires have to be a certain amount of tread. And you know.
Good. I'm glad to hear that they make every car I've gotten in, again, only a few times, but they've been really clean.
Well, I would think they
really
check
friendly.
Your driving record and maybe, what is that thing, Carfax or whatever? They can find out if your car's been in an accident. I don't know.
Scottish fashion designer Christopher Kane just rolled out a new product.
Oh, Lord, what is it?
Weirdo.
Oh, he is? You know him?
Yeah.
Luxury Crocs.
Oh.
Will cost you $216
a
pair.
Well, what's so great? But the thing about Crocs is I leave them by the back door so I can walk out into my backyard without having to put on shoes and socks.
Oh, these are them? Oh, I expected a lot more, Christopher Kane. A lot more.
I'm picturing regular plastic Crocs with, like, rhinestones glued to them.
You've seen these.
No, that's what I'm picturing, though. Crocs are just plastic shoes, so what are the...
Those...
Sarah could have made these.
Are you dress up?
These are so stupid. They actually look like they have little pieces of fudge on them.
So the color is... I don't know. My headphones keep going in and out. That is like a tan color.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's a green, there's gold, a purplish. Stones is almost what they look like in color.
Stones. They look like, don't they look like little chocolates that you grab out of a box with like jimmies on them?
Yeah.
I can't believe anyone would pay $216, but you know what?
No, the whole point of Crocs is they're a cheap pair of shoes to leave by your back door. If you're going to be out there with the hose, like you don't care if they get wet, they're just... Plastic. I love Crocs.
You love them.
Well, I wouldn't wear them around, you know, but we all have a pair by the back door. And if you're going out back and you don't want to be barefoot, you just stick your feet in your Crocs.
All right.
Well, they've been very useful the last couple of years while our backyard is unwalkable.
I got rid of those from my house as my daughter couldn't properly say the word to the shoes mom seemed to keep buying her because of her growing.
Was she saying clocks?
She was saying...
Was she saying quacks?
You know what she was saying.
I do know what she was saying.
And I was
and
like...
And I'm saying it in my head right now.
Right. And I was
over
like,
and over.
Guys, we gotta
I'm thinking
get,
rooster.
It can't... Yeah, you can't...
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
No. No.
Crock-a-doodle-doo. Then. Right. All right.
What's that thing you do, Sarah, sometimes when you put it
Oh, when I'm using a caulking gun to seal up a bathroom or something? Yeah. Actually, I have to do some caulking around some windows. Uh-huh. I am an expert caulker, just so we're clear. I'm really good at it.
How long have you been caulking?
Years, Hooman. I have a lot of practice. I actually have several caulking guns. My favorite is the yellow one.
Those are the smooth
caulking.
No longer allowed in the house.
Caulking guns?
No, those shoes you're talking about.
Oh. Crocs.
Her mom was buying them because they're a cheap,
because they're awesome,
quick thing.
They're cheap, and if they get ruined, which they never will, because they're awesome, it just
she can easily grow out of, and we can get another pair.
Yeah, they're a couple bucks.
That's fine, except she keeps saying that word, and I don't want to.
Crock-a-doodle-doo.
You thought Cersei was a Stark, Vin? Do you even watch the show? This is 510.
Do you even watch the show, Vinny?
Yes, but it's confusing. There's far too many characters, too many deaths along the way. I don't even know.
I love the deaths.
Who can keep up?
I'm a little upset that Arya is a mass murderer now.
Why?
I don't know. It kind of bothers me. Like
she's set out for revenge.
Yeah,
I know. But so she got the Walder. So did she really need to kill all the other people? Like that just seemed like, wow, you just murdered everyone in that room.
Yeah,
like it just felt a little bit
mom.
Like but it
they
still felt like
did the
geez.
Red wedding.
But it still
Spoiler
felt
alert.
Like
Whoops.
Here's a person who just killed everyone in the room.
Right.
Yeah.
I just felt like she's just a child. Boy, she's a murderer. She's a murdering maniac.
What did you think she was going to grow up to be?
Well, listen.
I don't know.
She left Ed Sheeran alone, everyone.
Yeah, she didn't murder
that
guy.
He got to hang out and be in a two-shot with her the entire scene.
Yeah, she got to pull a chunk of meat off a rabbit.
That was so dumb.
Talk about the one guy's marriage and kid, you know.
You know what? That was an absolute moment that didn't forward the plot.
The purpose was to have insurance on the show.
Did you see their uniforms, how pimped out that group of boyish soldiers were?
They weren't dirty. That is true. I mean, for sure there was a lot wrong with that scene, but there's a lot right with it,
What?
Too. Just, you know,
a
pleasant moment
again.
For Arya.
You want the song?
Yeah.
All right.
I liked it.
So my favorite part is right after that where she goes...
It's a new one.
It'll
That's
be my
acting,
album.
Everyone.
You can buy it on iTunes.
Well, I'm sure you can, actually.
What's coming up in the trash,
Oh,
Sarah?
Is it time?
Yeah.
Is R. Kelly running a sex cult or what? Because the more you read about it, the more confusing it gets.
All right.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.